You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. Even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events, and most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And of course, it is another beautiful day right here in Southern California. Having a great day. What are we going to celebrate today? From what I remember, I thought I looked up a celebration today. It's not in my notes. But I have a feeling that it was not one of the greater ones, especially after all the celebrations at Chocolate Cake Day this week. We had the Pancake Day this week. Today's National Corn Chip Day.
Ow!
I guess that wasn't the one I was looking for.
Damn!
Oh, well, I guess either one of those are just as good. National Corn Chip Day, not something that I'm going to really get too excited over. We've got a lot to talk about today, though, that is worth getting excited over. Nothing having to do with yesterday's debate. That was sure not exciting. Glad that it was good to see, though, that Donald Trump was not there. We could actually get some real business done. Got to love seeing that one going on there. Moving right along. See this article. I just saw this one come up. It was very, very interesting to me. Looking at Super Bowl betting. Super Bowl betting is over $4 billion will be bet on the Super Bowl illegally this year. $4 billion illegally. I guess that's the home games, the off sports books that are not really a sports book, bar betting. $4.2 billion is what's estimated in total betting. Yet about $4 billion of it is illegal. That's up from $3.8 billion last year on betting on the Super Bowl coming up this week. And have you seen the latest? Apparently, the owner of the Venetian, I think his name is Sheldon Edelstein, he wants to build a stadium in Las Vegas, and they're talking to the Raiders about moving there. NFL's been very, very outspoken about the idea of not wanting gambling or not wanting their league, their shield, the football, in a city where there's gambling or in a state where there's gambling. That's the reason we haven't seen any gambling or any football teams in Nevada. Nevada's been pretty outspoken about that, and so has the NFL. Although the NFL is kind of interesting when you think about that whole concept, that they don't want football in a state where there's gambling. Yet the New York teams for the longest time were playing in New Jersey, and I don't know what you call Atlantic City, but I have a feeling that most people would refer to that as, well, now they refer to it as bankrupt. They refer to it as gone, but Atlantic City was part of that whole conglomerate, so it's very interesting to see where that whole story goes to. We'll keep an eye on that one for you as well, especially being when you're talking about real estate, which I do on a regular basis. There's a lot going on in real estate right now. There are a lot of changes taking place. Saw this interesting. It's just a very interesting, how do they call it? Common interest story. It's not and one of those stories that means anything to you or to me, but the estate of the late Robin Williams just sold. Now, this kind of goes to the exact same thing that I've shared with you many times when you're wanting to sell your property for the absolute most money possible. Here's the story. Robin Williams is an estate. It's massive, massive property up in the Napa area. But they listed it at $35 million. And I've shared with you that you got to create a buying frenzy for anything that you want to sell. But this was put on the market in 2012 for $35 million. It's roughly 20,000 square foot house, 650 acres. And it just sold for a cool $18.1 million. Just a little bit of a haircut right there. Beautiful property. But they tried to get so much money for it, they never did create that bidding frenzy. And I'm going to suggest to you, it doesn't matter whether it's $35 million or $350,000, you got to get the demand up for any piece of property if you want to maximize the amount of money you get for it. I see so many people that come in and they talk, they want to put their property up and they want to be the highest price in the block. And I'm suggesting, no, you don't want to be the highest price on the block. You really want to be the cheapest one on the block. Why do you want to be the cheapest on the block? Well, that's going to be the one that's going to allow you to create a bidding war. If you're creating a bidding war, then you're going to get the consumers fighting with each other instead of with you. Let them battle each other. Let them, when it comes to a repair order, if they know there's three or four people that have been looking at the property and they won that bid, they want your property and they fought for it and now they got it. And they come to you and they say, we did the home inspection and we see that there's $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 in repairs that we would like you to do. And your agent can go back to them and say, you know, I think what we'll do is we'll pass and we'll just go to the next bidder because they didn't have these contingencies in there. And what do you think the buyer is going to say? No, 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 don't do that. We will take it as is. Think about that. That's what you want to have happen. That's why you bid it low, you price it low, and let the market bid it up. Let the market do all the work for you. I'm just sharing with you, that's the way to do it if you want to see how you can get your house sold for the most money. Now, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time today talking about getting your house sold for the most money. If you want to look, we've talked about that several times. Been about 150,000 people already this month watching replays on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, right there on YouTube. What I will share with you before we go to a break here, there's some economic numbers going on. There's a lot of economics going on right now that is very, very important to you if you are either a homeowner or shopping for a new home. The markets are really going crazy. 10-year U.S. Treasury is down at 1.92%. That means it's some advantageous numbers for mortgage financing because the mortgages follow that 10-year treasury. How long will it last? I don't know. But right now, we saw overnight the Bank of Japan lifted their global bond market, announced a decline in negative interest rates. Negative interest rates. So if you want the Bank of Japan to hold your money, you have to pay them. They're not going to give you any interest on it. Hasn't done well. Fourth quarter GDP in the U.S., I shared with you earlier in the week when we saw some of the different numbers coming out that it couldn't be good because you cannot have a good GDP number without having strong consumer numbers. Well, GDP came out at 0.7%. In a normal recovery, we'd be seeing about a 4% GDP. We're not seeing that. The Institute of Supply Management gauge of factory activity in the Midwest region, up a little bit. Wall Street expected it to be higher, but and not real good number there. Consumer sentiment, not an exciting number there. Federal Reserve is now saying they're not going to increase interest rates, but who knows? They've said before they're going to increase interest rates 4 times this year. Will they? Again, I don't have a crystal ball, but the idea here is you need to be prepared. You need to understand where you are, what you're doing, how you're going to do it, and have a game plan. And we're going to talk about the game plan. We're going to talk about buying a new house. You know that there's the big Orange County or Southern California Home Ownership Fair at Chapman University. It's going on tomorrow, noon to 3. We're going to be there teaching a couple of different courses there to share information with you. And I'm going to also share with you when we come back, how can you get some improvements done on your home and not have to pay for them for at least a year and a half? Government program coming out that'll help you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, and on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on on-air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7745.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 0186.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. When you're ready for a mortgage, when you're ready to buy that new house, they've got every program. One day out of short sale, one day out of foreclosure, one day out of bankruptcy. All the programs you could possibly need, they have them available. All you need to do is give us a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the good folks over there. One of the things we want you to know, though, is what not to do when closing on a home loan. Excuse me. So when you're looking at a home loan, you're buying your house, you're very, very excited about the property, excited to get moving. But remember, when you're buying a house, you do not own that house until it is recorded. You can sign all the papers, it's not yours. You can do everything until it's recorded and you get the keys. There are rules that you must follow and be very, very careful. You do not want to blow up your transaction. You've worked hard to get a home, to find the right property, and then all of a sudden you go and you do something that you thought was pretty simple, but it blew up the whole transaction. I've seen this many, many times. $500 rule. Don't spend over $500 without talking to your mortgage professional. Find out from them what it's all about. What effect will that have? Don't go apply for new credit. Don't quit your job. Just saw this one recently. Somebody quit their job because they had already got their loan approval. They hadn't closed yet. They didn't have the keys yet. It wasn't recorded. And when the processing and underwriting team and the funders go and do their last minute checks, they found out that this person quit their job. And all of a sudden they say, well, we can't give you a loan. You don't have a job. And the whole thing blows up. That one other person went and bought a new car. Their debt to income ratio was tight. Now I know that they could afford it, but the problem was is their ratios, the numbers that were required by an underwriter, by a lender, by the guidelines, didn't support that car. If they would have waited a week, no problem. But they figured they closed on their house, they might as well go but get the car. They hadn't funded, and it shows up on the pre-closing credit report, and their whole deal fell apart. They did not get their house. Hey, they got the car, no house. Think about these things. That's the part, that's the importance of having a great mortgage professional working with you, guiding you, holding your hand every step of the way. That is the Mortgage Minute today, brought to you by our friends over at VIP Mortgage. We're going to spend a little bit of time today chatting about getting ready to buy a house. I know we're getting close to that buying season. We know that the most common time for people to be buying their house, buying a new house, is in the spring. But don't start that process in the spring. You need to be starting that process right now. We're going to talk about getting ready to buy a house, buying your house, getting your mortgage, closing the loan. How about a method for you to do energy efficient upgrades? You want new windows? How about putting on solar panels? Do some water conservation projects. The pool, maybe you want to cut down on your utility bills. There is a program, $900 billion, that the government's made available so that you can do some of these different things. We're going to talk about that as well. And not even have to pay for it for maybe a year, year and a half, and then start making payments then. So you get to save the money all that time and then come back and start making the payments. They'll add it to your utility bill, your property tax bill, I'm sorry. They'll add the payment to your property tax bill starting in a year from now. Think about that concept, putting in new windows today, getting the benefits through the whole summer, and not having to make a payment until your property taxes come due next year. Think about that. We'll get that information there for you. So credit, first step here in the concept of buying a new house. Where does your credit come from? It's paying your bills on time. We share this on a regular basis with you on Ron Siegel Radio, that the perfect credit percentages or method of getting the best credit scores, one mortgage, two cars, three credit cards. What do you need as a credit score? Where do you have to be to get that top credit program? You do not have to have great credit to buy a house. You need credit. The higher your credit score is, the better the rate will be that you will get. So if you've got a credit score that's in excess of 740 or 750, you're going to get a better rate than somebody that does get a credit, that does get qualified at 720. You will get a better score at 720 than somebody that has a 500 credit score. But all of those can get you a loan. You need to regain good credit. Maybe you went through some hard times recently. And there's a lot of people that did go through hard times recently. Last 5 years, we talked about this earlier in the week, boomerang buyers, 300,000 people that lost a house to short sale or foreclosure are going to be eligible to buy again this year. 300,000 people. You need to be getting a copy of your credit report on a regular basis so you can take a look at it. And you're able to see what errors are on there because every credit report has errors. Ask for a copy of your credit report. You're entitled to it. Dealing with that also ties into dealing with your budget. Really should have a budget, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. You need to know what you can afford, what you can spend, what you have, what the opportunities are. Know what your expenses are. You might be able to qualify based on all the different numbers that come out for $3,000 a month, but your budget says you only have two. Do you want to put yourself under that kind of stress? I suggest that's not a good idea. Get it down in writing. Don't think. And I know that that sounds kind of harsh, but I think my car costs. I think my utilities are. No. Write it down. There's plenty of free budgeting tools online that you can get and make take advantage of these things. Make simple, logical changes. When you see where all your money is going to, you're going to be able to say, you know something, I didn't realize that I was spending that much every month at Starbucks. I didn't realize I was spending that much going out to eat every day. Wow, I can cut some of these things down. I can save a little here so I can buy that house because I know that CoreLogic is telling me that housing prices in California projected, CoreLogic's number, not mine, to go up over 10% in 2016. That means if you buy a $300,000 house, it will appreciate, according to CoreLogic, if their forecast is correct, $30,000 this year. What would an extra $30,000 mean to you over the course of your lifetime? Getting ready to buy a home. There's a lot of advantages. There are other items that you want to consider. I just saw an article, and I think I've got it with me here. Orange County rent is now at $1,882 a month. $1,882 a month is what we're paying in rents in Orange County. You tell me, would you rather pay $1,882 for somebody else's property, or would you rather pay that towards your own? And the rents are not going down. The same article says that there were, and this is according to big apartment complexes, you know, with the statistics that come from them. Last quarter, they had 5.1% vacancy. 5.1%. That means there's nothing available. Because if you move out of an apartment today, they can't rent it tomorrow. They have to get it ready. So it's got to be on the market or off market for a little bit of time. So think about that concept. When you're talking about 5.1, that's just about full occupancy. And if there's full occupancy, do you really think that rents are going to go down or are they going to go up? $1,882 a month, up 4.1% from 2014 to 2015. 4.1%. When you buy your own property, you don't have to worry about that because your rent is not going to go up. When you're buying your own property, your rent is going to go down, especially if we're starting to talk about how you can do some of the energy efficient improvements to your property without having to pay for it for a year and then having it added to your property taxes. Think about that. So advantages, you're building equity. You've got community. You know where you're going to be long term. Stability, security. If you want to get a pit bull, you want to get a Rottweiler, you can do that in your own house. It's your choice. If you're renting, you may not be able to. You don't have to talk to the landlord about anything. If you want to change the decor, you want to change the color. Now, you may have a homeowners association that has some guidelines here, but you don't have to ask on everything inside. It's up to you. Rent, little or no responsibility for maintenance, but they're going to raise the price. You're paying for it anyway. And you can move anytime you want or have to or are forced to, or they rent it out to more than you can afford. When you're buying, you're responsible for the maintenance. You're responsible for property taxes. I'm going to suggest to you that you can stay in your property longer if you lose your job when you own the property than if you're a renter. Just the way it is. We'll talk more about this when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also be chatting date night, trivia question, reunion kitchen and drink. Would you go to these extremes with your credit card? Factors that affect how much you pay in income taxes and energy efficiency. All that's still to come. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA-100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today brought to you by the Household Board of Directors, yours. That would be the area trusted professionals. Text ATP to 79564. Build your household board of directors right away. You need them. So the question this morning, the topic this morning, factors that affect how much you pay in income taxes. Yeah, it's that time of year again, the 19th of January. That was the date that the IRS started accepting electronic filing of taxes. Did you file yours already? Well, here's some things you want to think about. Number one, the items that affect how much you pay. Number one, taxable income. And obviously, the more you make, the more you get to pay. Aren't you the lucky one? Marginal tax rates determine how taxable income is taxed, and those who pay income taxes are divided up into different ranges known as tax brackets. Filing status will have an effect. Single, married, filing separately, married, filing joint, head of household. All those affect your taxes. Adjustments. Those are your deductions. Are they what they call above the line or below the line? Tax credits. Those are the best because they're dollar for dollar taken off of your taxes. That's what we're talking about when we talk about some of the energy efficient programs that are out there is tax credits. The government says, we want you to be more efficient with energy usage and we'll give you an incentive. The incentive is called tax credits and you apply those right to your income so you pay less in taxes. Got to talk to your tax person. I don't want to get involved in giving you tax guidance on radio because I don't know your situation. That's why we have the Area Trusted Professional Program, because those guys go and take a lot of classes so they know exactly what you're entitled to. If you go and that's why I see this thing online on TV now, $9.99 to get your taxes done, $9.99. You're getting what you pay for. It's not a matter of the forms. They look complex, but they're really pretty easy. And that's why they can do it with a computer. It's the knowledge behind what goes on to those lines that's going to be where the benefits come to you and knowing how to fill those in. Exemptions after you've accounted for adjustments, that's another part of it. Tax deductions, and like I said, tax credits. Think about this one, and I'll get off the soapbox here for a second. Imagine that you want some new solar windows before it gets real hot this summer. And you've been thinking about buying those solar windows, but you need to save some money up for them. But you've got equity in your property. You don't want to do a refinance. You don't want to take a home equity line of credit out of your house. That would be a way of paying for them. But I believe it's CalFirst right now is one of the companies that's doing this program, California First, or they are basically a finance company. And they've got this money available from the federal government. And the program through the federal government, it's tied in. And they go and they finance your solar windows. So you start saving money right away. Maybe you need the insulation. There's some reflectors they can put in your roof so you don't use as much air conditioning. Maybe you need a new air conditioning unit. All of these are programs. There's about 900 programs, main programs. There's a lot of SKUs. I mean, they'll tell you about a million SKUs. But main programs, big programs that are available here. And what ends up happening is you go to a contractor. I'll put you in touch with the right ones because they have to be approved. Can't do the work on your own. But you go to the contractor. He's got a relationship with one of these companies that are participating in the government programs. They do the work for you. It's not a lease. You get the money back. Maybe you need a new roof even. I think a roof is part of it. You get the rebates come right to you. The financing is in place. And then when you get your property tax bill next year, you start paying for this off of your property taxes. Now let's think about this. Say it comes out to you're getting some work done. Maybe you get a new roof. And a new roof might cost you, say, $100 a month. $150 a month. But it's going to save you in electricity and energy. It's going to save you more than that. Think about that. You take the money that you save on your utilities every single month for the next 12 to 18 months, however it is till the new property tax payments come out, and you set that money aside. And you set aside the money that comes from any rebates that you're entitled to. Setting all that money aside. Then you get your property tax bill down the road. And you've been saving the money. It's not like it's coming out of your disposable income now. It's coming out of the money you were spending for utilities anyway. Think about that. If you want more information, give me a call, 800-306-1990. It's a pretty simple program, and there are a lot of products that are available within the within this program. Windows, roofs, solar panels, the insulation. There's a reflector thing that's kind of like a spaceship that goes in your attic. All these, I forgot what it's called. I'm not, you know me, I don't know all this technical stuff. The beauty of it is the contractors that we will put you in touch with, they know it. They know how to work these programs for you, for your benefit, for your household. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals, your household board of directors. You want it set up? Text ATP to 79564. We're going to continue our conversation on buying that first house. So rent, we were talking about the advantages and considerations of buying. And buying, we talked about advantages, building equity, sense of community, stability, security, independence. No landlord can make updates, personalized decor, landscaping. You also have to look at the other side of the coin. You're responsible for the maintenance, the property taxes, loss of equity if we have another 2007 or 1929. Less mobility than renting. You got to sell it if you want to move. Rent. Little or no responsibility for maintenance. You call your landlord and then he raises the rent. And it's easy to move. Get no tax benefit, no equity. You pay somebody else's mortgage, not your own. You get to have the enjoy rent increases. And if you lose your job, you might get evicted. So those are some of the pros and the cons that you need to be aware of. You need to get pre-qualified if you're going to buy a home. Pre-qualified. That means calling and talking to a lender. Our friends over at VIP Mortgage, they stand by ready to help you. Helps you know what you can afford. Not necessarily exactly what you can afford, but what you can even qualify for, because they're not always the same thing. We talked yesterday with Jim LeBay. Maybe by using the mortgage insurance, you can afford more than you thought and take advantage of what CoreLogic is saying, 10.8% appreciation in California. I don't know whether it's going to be that much or not. That's CoreLogic's number, not mine. But pre-qualification helps you know the amount you can pay or afford monthly. And what you're going to need is a down payment. Veterans, the answer to that is zero, as long as you stay under the county lending limits. Zero down payment. FHA, 3.5%. Programs we talked about with Jim LeBay yesterday, 3%, maybe 5%. Don't think you have to wait until you get 20% as a down payment. It's not needed. The documents you're going to need, tax returns, W-2s, 1099s. We're going to need them for the last 2 years. Employment history, paycheck stubs, savings and asset, checking account statements, all of that. It's not 2005 where you fog a mirror, you get a loan. You have to qualify nowadays. The next step comes to getting a great real estate professional. And again, I'll share that information with you. I will tell you who the great real estate professionals are anywhere in the sound of my voice. Why? Because I talk to them every day. A lot of them want to come on the radio program with us. A lot of them want to be part of the Area Trusted Professional Real Estate Program. They want to help giving you the equity amount, the amount of equity you have in your property. So do you do it on your own or do you use a professional? I'm going to share with you always use a professional. And use somebody that's working exclusively for you on your benefit. Yes, you can go to the person that listed a property and buy it from them. Nothing wrong with that. It's not illegal. But whether you buy from them or you go and you have your own agent, the commission's going to be the same. You're not going to pay anything different either way. So why not have somebody working just on your behalf? Be clear on your criteria. Where do you want to live? How many bedrooms do you want? Condo or yard? What do you must have? What would nice to have? You've got to look at both of those areas. Your realtor and your loan officer, they should be working together for you, for your benefit. You need to understand all of these things. We're going to talk about things additional items to consider. There's a lot of them to really think about. Taxes. You can change your withholding right after you close buying a house. Talk to your tax professional. But you can reduce the amount being withheld from your taxes on your payroll check every month because you're going to have a deduction that you didn't have before buying a house. We'll talk more about that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Date night trivia question presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. That is coming up. Extremes with your credit card. We're going to talk about that. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Date night trivia question presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Yeah, we do this every Friday. Date night trivia presented by our friends over at Reunion Kitchen and Drink. They've got a gift card for two, dinner for two over there. If you have the right answer, and you got to post it, you got to be the third person to post the correct answer on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. That's the only place. Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. Put the correct answer. And we always give you the answer during the week. So So it's just a matter of, did you hear us talking about it? Earlier this week, Robert Mott was speaking about grapes and wine. Robert chats with us every Wednesday about that. How many bottles of wine could be made with a ton of grapes? About how many bottles of wine did Robert tell us can be made with a ton of grapes? Again, be the third person, post that correct answer on facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And again, that's Date Night Trivia presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Great, great restaurant. I hope you, I think you'll enjoy it as much as I do. I was just there yesterday for lunch. Great place to go. And we also have right now, Your Credit Matters, brought to you by our friends at creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it's wrong. Credit Sanitizer, they've got the solution for you. Always love seeing some of these stories. And I saw this one on MarketWatch. I thought I'd share it with you. Would you go to these extremes with your credit card? It's kind of a funny, some of these things you really look at as being very, very funny. Chinese billionaire art collector Liu Yiquan said in November he planned to put the cost of Amadeo Modigliani's painting, $170 million, on his American Express card. $170 million. Now, you probably don't have $170 million. Put it on an American Express card, 3.65% discount fee. I bet American Express would like that. Amazing. Buy a car, tuition, medical bills on a credit card. Got to get those points, right? What else are some of the fun ones that we see? Credit card churning. That's the best known form of extreme credit carding. Is known as credit card churning, or opening credit card accounts to get rewards points and other deals, then closing them or using them infrequently. Do you remember last week or the week before, we talked about the gentleman that had almost 1,500 credit cards? Let's see the minimum payments on all of those. Transferring balances, getting those, again, that's the freebies and then transferring. Credit card collecting, and again, they mentioned this in the article. Guy with 1,497 credit cards isn't the only one who likes to have a lot of cards around. There's even an organization for people who like to collect other people's credit cards. Interesting. I think that's called theft, isn't it? Maybe not a good idea to talk about that one, but just a little bit of fun for the end of the week here. That is Your Credit Matters, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation about buying that new home, maybe a first-time home buyer. So the home buyer checklist, things to consider, taxes. What are the property taxes on the property? If you're using that program, the energy efficiency program that we were talking about earlier, that's going to be a consideration on the property, on the taxes. Age of the home, maintenance issues, utilities, sunlight. Do you like getting a lot of afternoon sun? Not getting a lot of afternoon sun? Are you on the right side of the golf course, the wrong side of the golf course? You always want to know about the surroundings, location, schools, shopping. You want to go by the property at different times to see what it's like. Are there a lot of people working on, is there a lot of kids in the neighborhood? Not a lot of kids in the neighborhood. What do you want? Is it conducive for kids? People working on their cars, not working on their cars. A lot of recreational vehicles that kind of tell you about the neighborhood. Now, once you've gone and found that right house, making an offer. What are the factors that influence the dollar amount? Well, contingencies. The more contingent there is, the more the seller is going to expect to get from you in the property. Counteroffer. When you make an offer, unless you accept exactly what they're offering, there's a likelihood they're going to come back with a counteroffer as to what they want, what they're willing to accept. So be prepared for that. That's why you need great guidance from a great real estate professional who's experienced, full-timers. Once you've got that contract in place, you've negotiated it, you know the property you want, you've agreed on a price, well, now you want to get a home inspection done. There is no happy greeter when you're buying a house. If you don't like the property after you've closed escrow, it's yours. You can't return it. Home inspection, get a professional. It's going to take about 2 to 3 hours. can be used as a negotiating tool, depends on the market. And there may be some reports from the seller even telling you what the condition of the property is. There are certain legal documents and disclosures that the seller must provide to you. What are some of the expenses to anticipate? Prior to close, you're going to have to put some money into escrow. That's called an earnest money deposit. Have to pay for that inspector we just talked about. You should not be paying an application fee. Appraisals are generally going to be right around $500, give or take a little bit. At closing, there's going to be a figure that's called cash to close. And it's not really cash, but they just call it that. Cash to close. That's the amount of your down payment plus all of the closing costs, less the amount you've already paid. You may be getting a homeowner's insurance policy. That may be a cost there. Escrow, title fees, the recording fees, transfer taxes, all these things are considerations. Now, a great real estate agent might be able to help you negotiate some of those where the seller pays for some of them. You have to understand it's all about give and take in negotiations. What's most important to you? Maybe a $10 or $20 a month change in the payment is not as important as having a seller who's willing to help pay with some of the closing costs. Just a thought there. There are a lot of laws involved. Your real estate professional will help you. Fair Housing Act, your mortgage professional will help you with predatory mortgage lending. All of these things are considerations. Now, getting your mortgage, what do you need to know there? Well, how much is it? How much is the mortgage? What's the interest rate? What are your taxes? What are your insurance? All of those things are what goes into making your monthly payment. The only thing that we haven't talked about there that doesn't, may not be what they call impounded or escrowed, might be your homeowners association dues, if there are any. So you're going to be paying a percentage of your payment will go to principal every month, reducing the principal on the amount that you owe. That's helping your equity position in the property. Interest is obviously the cost of the money. Taxes, 1/12 of whatever the property taxes are each month. You have to budget that in there. And again, insurance, 1/12 of whatever your annual insurance payment's going to be. Types of mortgages. Well, fixed rate loans, that's what most people are doing right now. There are a few that are doing adjustables. But when interest rates start rising, a way to manage that is using the adjustable rate mortgage. And again, there's a bunch of terms you need to understand here. Not a big, big item right now. If you're not going to save a significant amount of money, why would you want to use an adjustable rate mortgage? That's the benefit of it, is in a rising interest rate environment, you use the adjustable rate mortgage to make your payment more affordable, knowing or anticipating that down the road, you're going to make more money than you make today. That's the concept there. The down payment. Again, we're going to just focus here, 3 to 5%. Almost every starter home, you can get it 3 to 5% down. If you have less than 20% VA loans, FHA loans, or as we talked to Jim LeBay about yesterday, private mortgage insurance, 3% down, just simple math, $200,000 property, 3%, $6,000. That's your down payment. That is not your cash to close. Could be, but then you've got to look at the other things that go with it that we just talked about in the a minute ago. And you can, again, pick up this information right there. Ron Siegel Radio, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, or in the archives, Ron Siegel Radio. We put all that information right there. Where are you going to get a mortgage? I'm going to suggest to you never, ever, ever go to the big bank. Do not go to the big bank. Why? Because they only have one product, theirs. If you go to Chase, they're not going to offer you SunTrust's mortgage products for today. They're not going to offer you Wells Fargo. They're great people. They've got great programs of their own, but they don't have every program. Nobody does. You go to a mortgage banker, they do the personal shopping for you because they're going to be able to go out there and talk to 30 or 40 different big banks. Private mortgage insurance, that's what you're going to need. We talked again about that yesterday. If you have less than 20% down, not a big deal. Homeowners insurance, you're going to need to have homeowners insurance. No lender is going to lend you money without insurance on the property. A lot of this information we're going to be talking about in depth tomorrow at Chapman University, noon to 3. If you want more information on that, just go to Ron Siegel Radio right there on Facebook. All the details are there. And remember to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A very big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, the archives of ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.